This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. We are going to have such an exciting program this week. I cannot wait to introduce you to our guests. We have amazing Amanda Poole, and we've known each other for many years in the ministry, and she's been around for a long time, but she's now finally stepped into an amazing calling as a publisher and a writer, and she's written an amazing book called Secular Journeys with Jesus Christ, and I've got one of her contributors, Johan van Schalkwyk, in the studio with us this afternoon, and he's going to share his beautiful story, which I think we will be able to relate to many of us that have a child that has maybe gone off and come back, and he's got an incredible story. He just kept, it's very captivating. But Amanda is going to be sharing with us an incredible journey of her life up until now, and is the reasons why she's actually given the people opportunities to come and share their stories. And I think it's, we're needing these kind of testimonies, because the Lord said in Hebrew, I think I learned it from somebody, but it was such an incredible take on it, is that the word testimony means, do it again, Lord. And that is what God does for us. So we are going to catch up with him straight after this beautiful song. And I think this is why I'm smiling like this. The song is called Smile. And the Lord really knows what we are going to be listening to. And it's going to be so encouraging and a real program full of hope and with God's wisdom and his knowledge. And again, encourage you to maybe step into something that you haven't done yet and in your on your bucket list. So I hope you're going to be encouraged by our two guests. So we're going to play out with Smile by Sidework Prophets.
Rise on Cape Pulpit.
Wow, was that not an awesome song to start the program with? Smile. And this is an opportunity for us really to get into this time of this time of the year. It's a time to, I know we've all had difficult years, and this year's been a really a tough year with lots of things happening, but we can smile when we have Jesus Christ in our lives. Yes. And amen. And we are so blessed to have these amazing people in our studio this afternoon. I hope you can see them. Go onto our Facebook Live and you're going to see that they are so amazing and they are so amped up to share their stories with us. And we've got Amanda Poole. She's a publisher and she's a writer, and she has put an incredible book together. So I'm going to jump off with her, but I've also got Johan van Schalkwyk, but he's going to share with us his story straight after the break. So we are going to listen to Amanda. You've been in the secular as well and in corporate, and suddenly the Lord called you out into a new season.
Yes,
so,
he did.
He did. So I want you to tell us that story and that journey, please.
Yeah, I first of all want to thank you for the opportunity for me and Johan. It's amazing to be able not to only have the book to share our stories, but also radio. Thank you. The whole emphasis on writing testimonies like this is to get the word out there. I believe that Jesus Christ was the master of miracles, testimonies, etc., etc. And the word is there. But Amen. People want to know the nowadays miracles.
Yes.
And that is my mandate, the nowadays. So this is all fresh. The 17 writers, they write their fresh testimonies. But before I get to them, because that's a question later on.
Later on, yes.
I want to just set the scene.
Yes.
I'm Amanda. Ne? I'm a Jesus follower first. Yes. Then I'm a wife to my husband, Johan. Not this one. He's too young. And then I am a mother of 8 wonderful children.
That's so good.
And
blessed.
4 amazing grandchildren. I think soon, no one is pregnant yet, to be 5.
Oh, man.
All right. I know that.
I'm 5.
All right. Like
it's
you
so
said.
It's so exciting.
Thank you. I am a writer and a publisher, and I administer a branch of a Bible school.
Yes.
I work at Sanlam, like you said. I'm allowed to say
Sanlam.
Yeah, of
course, of course.
The blue one.
Yeah,
for many years, and I left after 33 years that I like to call beautiful career.
Yes.
It was a long time, but not that long. Now that I'm older, I realize it's
life
not
is
that
too
long.
Short.
Yeah. So yes, at the age of 61, After I left Sanam, Amanda went all over the show, and God, I think he waited for me, and then he stepped in. And at 61, my life changed completely when I was called into full-time ministry, not a pastor. And I also used to think to be full-time in the ministry means you staan op die verhoog, jy is a dominee or a pastor, you preach. No. So I was actually at the time already registered as a student in theology. And then God called me to say, you're a student, create a platform for others to do the same. And in my study, somewhere you write theses.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So I had to write a thesis, and that became my first book. Wow. When I wrote the thesis, I realized that, and my mentor at the time said, there's something that must not be on the academic shelf. It must be out there. And that's how the book was born, with the name Godly Relationships.
Sure, yes.
So eventually God said to me, I hear his voice, and you know, it's not audibly, but I experience that he said, create a platform for others to do the same. So I've got two platforms because he said so. And then in 2017, a little bit before this calling, I registered a company. And now it's 7 years later, 2017 till 2024, 7 years later. So I'm going to read here what I wrote to get you the gist of it, because I can talk forever. So if I read, then I keep more to the point. So today in 2024, after 7 years of leading and serving many students through their studies with the help of excellent curriculums or curricula, with nooit wat meer fout is.
Curriculums,
not an, okay. These students, which that is God's plan for his reasons, were predominantly pastors. So they were my students, and all of us, we grew together in wisdom, in understanding, in our relations, in our godly characters, and also with our relationship with Jesus Christ. So it was an amazing experience. And then when they ended the bachelor's somewhere in the beginning of the year, I just knew that's the end of that season. And so recently, I joined another Bible school, which it's less arbeidsintensief, as
yes,
in Mooi Afrikaans, labor intensive. So, and the time that was freed up, I knew I had to use to write. Mm-hmm. And then it came, and you know, God has his own way of telling you when and where and who and all that detail.
And how, yes.
So let me get to my point. By the grace of God and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I have started to write more books, and I'm privileged to support other writers to write, but with a focus on publishing their books. Wow. So there's a lot of people out there, and maybe some of the listeners can relate to this. You have a story.
Same
if God person. Has a story that he has given you, you have to share it. You share it on this radio station, 729 AM, Cape Pulpit, or you write a book. But share it. A testimony is there to share.
Yes.
So I think I have to end here. That's how I got into writing and publishing, and in the Bible school. That's what I keep myself busy with at the moment.
At the moment. And tell me, and how has it affected your, now you can talk, and tell me, how has it impacted your whole life, your children's life, you know, giving you time to be with your grandchildren, all that. I think God has just really
given me time.
Given you time.
And the wisdom to use the time wisely. I can say, firstly, grandchildren, when you're a grandmother, they normally ask, how do you know someone is a grandparent?
Tell me.
They tell you. You don't need to ask.
Yes. And we're always proud.
Yeah,
we're
so proud. So I've got four beautiful grandchildren. The one is in Sweden, but we see her often on social media and all the technology that we do have. But it is amazing to have specific time set aside to see the children. And so I'm playing au pair once a week for one of the my daughter's kids and the other one when she plays netball. So they're both here. Three of them are here. Three grandchildren are here. So it's amazing to be able to in hulle lewe in te spreek, to That's speak mooi. Into their lives. Mm. And it's amazing how they can, you can see they relate because they see Jesus in your life. I've got the 7-year-old. May I say a small story that Please he was do. Six. He was Please. Six. He came from school. I picked him up. He said, I gaan dit nou in Afrikaans sê.
Jy mag maar.
Hy sê, Oma, ons het vandag van die Heilige Gees geleer. Mm. I thought, oh my word, that's such a difficult subject for grown-ups. So, okay, vertel vir Oma. So he talks like this. Nee? Mm. He sets the scene. Oma, jy weet jou hart, moet jy uithaal. Dan sit jy jou Jesus hartjie in. Okay,
oh,
now you're good.
Mooi.
Then you do the same with your brain. You take out your brain and you put the Holy Spirit in.
Is that not something for us to learn?
Isn't that amazing? The simplicity of a child wow. is just what it is. So it's so amazing to be able to hear these stories while they're growing up. And if my daughter or my son says, Ma, then I say, yes, I'm coming. So it is wonderful to be a grandmother. My husband is still working, so when he gets home, he cooks. So I don't even have to cook. So
you're
thank
such
you,
a
Aunt
spoiled
Paul.
Mom.
Yeah.
You're a spoiled lady.
I'm spoiled. But God was really serious when he freed up time.
Yes.
So yes. What I'm doing today, I live under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Wonderful.
He gives me my list in the morning. I ask him. I journal every morning. I spend time with him every morning. And in summertime, I have a beautiful house that I can sit outside.
Yes,
I look at the trees. I see the cats of the neighbors. I see the birds. And I can just feel God's presence. And then my day is super. And then I start writing. Or I spend time with a student here and there. And that's my day.
That is wonderful. Because, you know, when I listen to that, you it sounds as though you're really leading a lovely, wonderful, fulfilled life.
I do.
You know, and it's purposeful.
Yes.
It's got a purpose
yes.
to it, yeah. you know. And something that I have learnt in this year is with all the, you know, we are so cluttered by so many things happening
yeah.
and all our circumstances. We forget to spend the time with the Lord and then he works the day out for us. Eh? Is that
you just ask him.
just
ask him.
And we don't wait on him and we don't wait with him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, by his revelation of himself to us, he guides yeah. us what we need to be doing and where we need to spend our energy and time. And this is what I love about your journey, is that you came out of a busy world, a highly functional world.
Mm-hmm.
You had to function, travel, all that stuff. And suddenly the Lord brought you this peace and yeah. the structure of what he wants for you in this latter years. And why I'm encouraged by this testimony of Amanda's is that, you know, when we start hitting retirement, we start panicking, where to now, what next, who are we going to be, and mm-hmm. who do we want to be? And like this book says, the secular journey with Jesus Christ to become.
Yeah.
So who
yeah.
are we going to become in the second latter years? And he's got such a promise in the word. He says your latter years are going to be better than the former. Praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
So
Amen.
That is where yeah. we can be excited. That's why I'm saying, listeners out there, get excited about this next season that you are stepping into. You're not over until God says it's over.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, there's a book by Rawson, I think is his surname. It's a rather thick book. It says the second half. It has been written many, many years ago. The second
I must
half.
Look that one up.
Yeah, some people have more than one second life.
Yes.
So the writers, also co-writers, also compilation, is writing about their later, do you call it later? The latere
yes,
jare.
The latter years.
Yeah, they. to say what happened when they left corporate or whatever informal job they had. And we still have time that I can tell you this one story that remains with me. It was this lady, a Jesus follower. She was true to everything around what God said she should. And she was in the radio.
Wow.
And then it was, there was a guy that was on TV with, he had all these broken people on TV telling their stories and fighting with each other.
There was that terrible program called Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer. Now, everyone normally, I don't know, you might be a little bit young, but Jerry Springer, it was terrible. Mm. But people loved it. And she was given that job. She must be the what do you host. Call the, no, not the host, behind the scenes. She okay. must run the program, yep. the producer. And she saw and she prayed to God and said, how on earth am I going to live out my Christianity in such a program? And you know what? God gave her this idea. In those days, you started to see the writings at the bottom. Then yes. it goes like it's
across.
And she knew, because she was asking God, these are broken people. They need help. She created a call center. And she advertised that call center. If you need help, phone this number. Mm. While that fighting
program goes on.
Eventually, it was an amazing growth in that call center, how it had to expand to accommodate all the people.
You see, and you can even work behind the scenes and God still answers.
Amen. Hey,
and he still reaches to his people.
Yes.
That is such a beautiful story. You know, I'm so encouraged by all this because we all have something to offer.
We do.
And, you know, as you said, you don't have to go and stand on a podium to go into full-time ministry. Whatever God has trained you to be and given you your skills, if you're a student or you're a writer or you're a natural journaler, he has an outlet for you.
Yes.
And that is the beauty about it, is that we can just do what we've had. That was our past experience. We can take our experiences and what we've learned in life and just follow through and go and see how we can help other people in the same position.
Yes.
But listen, I love what we're going to listen to now. So we're going to join Johan straight after this. And it's called by Brandon Heath, Love Never Fails.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you.
Good afternoon, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. And that was just an incredible track to listen to right now. And we just are so blessed to have Amanda Poole and Johan van Schalkwyk in our studios this afternoon. And, you know, Amanda really shared now her journey from coming out of the corporate and into a ministry, and that God ordained, and everything that just she's been blessed with in the process. And it was so encouraging that our latter days are going to be as fruitful as our former years. So her journey was really exciting. But she's written this incredible book called The Secular Journeys with Jesus Christ to Become. And we got one of her contributors to her beautiful book in the studio with us this afternoon. And his name is Johan van Schalkwyk. And I'm not going to introduce him. He's going to introduce himself because I think he's got such an incredible story to tell. And I'm sure we have got somebody in our family that has walked his journey. So I think he's going to quickly share with us in this slot just about what happened in your journey from the secular world into walking the road that you're walking now with Jesus Christ.
Thank you very much for the privilege and the honor to be able to share my testimony and to share this platform with you. I never thought I would ever be in a position like this. And I think that's been very much part of how I defined myself in the past. Struggling with identity was a big thing for me for many, many, many years. I was blessed to attend a service where I received my tongues at the age of 8. And it's a very controversial subject oftentimes. So growing up and not understanding when is it appropriate and when is it appropriate to be able to speak about these things was, of course, challenging in itself. But that in itself has also brought me to a place where I had to struggle with things that I don't think many people necessarily think is a struggle. Being able to relate to people, having gifts and talents that other people don't have and others don't understand, and they tend to want to mock you. So identity has become a big struggle for a long, long time in my life. And with that, I've pretty much got to a point where I would find God and I would have these amazing encounters. And then within a couple of weeks, things would happen. I'd get distracted by the world and I get sucked into all the lies and all the deception that goes out there. And I'd end up trying to please people, trying to please friends. going out drinking, going out partying, trying to impress girls, and just trying to fit in with society, trying to make sure that I am exactly what the world is making me to be, and not realizing that I've already been called for a greater purpose than what I am living. With that said, I went through very much ups and downs, where I would find myself in church trying to impress mom again, trying to keep her happy because I see the tears that she's crying when I'm coming home in an inebriated state. And being touched by that, of course, mm-hmm. understanding it's Holy Spirit, not only my mother's affection that's going through there, but Holy Spirit speaking and saying, listen, you need to come back. And hearing, trying, and not finding the acceptance I want within the church because I'm trying to find acceptance within society and people again instead of trying to find it in God. And then falling again. This has caused a lot of bad choices in my life where I try to pursue careers and within 2-3 years fails because I get some form of idea of thinking I know better. Mm. It's only in the last 2-3 years that God has brought me to a place where he said, listen, yeah, this is not enough. Now you're going to start living for me. Now you do things the way I do it in spite of what people say, in spite of what people think. It's now a time where you need to get serious about where you want to be with me. And this is a relationship.
That's profound.
This is not a people-pleasing thing. It's not a religion. It's a relationship. Yes. And people can say what they want. Either you're going to start trusting in me or you're going to go into the world and you're going to be lost forever. And gratefully, I managed to make the right choice. And I think it's the only real right choice I've ever really made.
Yes.
So, and that has brought me now to a platform or to the space where I have the opportunity to share this testimony. A lot of times I tend to think, oh, no, but my testimony, what's my testimony really? I'm just the average guy. I've got nothing really impressive to impress people with. I mean, I've been trying my whole life. I haven't been very successful
in that.
But it's exactly that. It's the fact that God takes ordinary people and he makes gives them extraordinary
love.
Yes, he does.
Exactly.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Exactly.
And obviously, you know, with you being a dad and all that, so what is that? You know, how the Lord actually timed it, hey? Now that you're a father and you're a husband, how God just caught you in time back to bring you, to reel you back.
Yeah.
So maybe you can just share a little bit of your journey now with your children and, you know, you said you get invited to speak at places as well, just to share your testimony to encourage men to come back, eh?
Yeah.
So just give us a little bit of a breakdown on that.
So at one stage in this journey where I managed to find myself back in church again, I said to God, well, if I ever do end up going back into the world, because this seems to be a tendency of mine, my wife needs to walk out of this world with me. And then basically at the lowest of low, where I found myself deep into drugs, deep into drinking and partying and just completely loosed in the world, I managed to meet my wife, which I didn't know was my wife at that stage. In fact, when we first met, I thought, yo.
So were you both in the world?
Well, she not so much.
Sort of match, but she was.
We always laugh about it, but I say we met in a restaurant. She says we met in a bar because for her standard, it was quite a low standard. For me, it was kind of high standard when we met. But yes, meeting her, I initially thought, okay, there's a lot of conflict, but I'm going to try and impress this girl. And to impress her, I ended up going to church with her again. And in that process, God started speaking to me again. And slowly but surely, in a moment of trying to impress her, I started to change things about my life. And in hindsight, I realized those changes allowed me to start hearing God's voice more and more clear.
I hear you.
And then eventually my firstborn was born. And then I realized, but I had a mindset of thinking, I'm not going to reach the age of 25 because of my lifestyle. Now, all of a sudden,
you have a purpose.
I've got a purpose. Mm. I've got to start changing my life because there's a legacy waiting and I need to start building that.
And cleaning up.
Sure.
Yeah. And they say the best time to start something is already way back when. And then the second best time is now. And that's kind of when I got that breakup call.
You got that message.
I got that message. And that has kind of brought me to the point where I realized, okay, for me to be an example for my kids, because I didn't necessarily have that example, I need to start changing and start figuring out what is the example really meant to be. Mm-hmm. And that gave me the boldness to say, okay, well, the only change that's going to happen needs to happen from me first. And out of that, we'll see what comes. And mm-hmm. the more I tend to think, okay, well, now I'm finally at a place where I got it. Then God says, no, there's still some more change that needs to happen.
He's not done yet.
He's not done yet with
He's
you.
Not done yet, yeah.
Johan, thank you so much. Johan is going to have a, we're going to have an interview with him shortly. I'm going to hear the full story because I think he's got so much more to tell. And I think, you know, we can be encouraged as parents, as wives, as brothers and siblings, when we've got a family member that's taken a journey that he has, and he's going to share with that with us shortly. This is just a little bite of what's to come. So thank you so much for being so vulnerable and coming to share your time with us. I really appreciate it. So we're looking forward to having that interview one of these days. And family and friends, I just want to encourage you, we are having our first Cape Pulpit Connect event. I know it's not a good time of the year and you might be pressurized for time, but please come and join us on Tuesday. It says, we here at Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. We are proud to announce that we are launching and hosting our first Cape Pulpit Connect event. Save the date. This is going to happen on the Tuesday, the 26th of November, 2024. And it's an early morning breakfast, so you can get your day started with a little breakfast and good company. And this is for all pastors, just coming to meet us and us to meet you, businessmen and businesswomen. We are going to have an incredible morning together at Coffee Therapy in Willowbridge between 7:30 and 9:30. 7:30 for registration, start more or less around about 8, and so that you can spend the morning, a quick morning breakfast with us. And we have a very special guest speaker, the CEO of CBMC South Africa, Harm Engelbrecht. And then there's an opportunity. This is also an opportunity for us to connect with you and you to connect with us and our team and get to know who we are. And as you know, we've been, Brad and our breakfast show, Brad and Almarie have been nominated for breakfast show in the community radio station. So we're very proud of them. So we're going to have them in time to come as well, to come and visit us. And then, but for further information and reservations, please contact Renette, that is me, 066-246-4716, or email me at renette@capepulpit.co.za. You have up until Monday to come and let us know if you're joining us. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a lovely, lovely intimate morning. And we're going to be doing this on a monthly basis, excluding December because of Christmas. But we're going to start. This is just a little launch and get started. And we'll be starting from January. And then the Coffee Therapy Willowbridge, the 26th of November, 7:30 to 9:30. So we hope to see you there. And but at this stage, we are now looking forward to listening to our my little colleague, Philippine Morkel, and she's going to sing Armed and Dangerous. This is my favorite song of hers, and she's also been nominated for an incredible award. And so we have got the best in the West in this on this radio station. So Armed and Dangerous by Philippine. Enjoy.
Rise on Cape Pulpit.
And yes, we are Armed and Dangerous. That is amazing. I love Philippine. And she shares with us that the enemy has no permission to operate in our lives. So that was Philippine, Armed and Dangerous. And please, you people need to know she's one of our winners and one of our best presenters on this radio station. And she's on a Wednesday morning. So please tune in. And I just want to really encourage you with this afternoon. We have just been having such an exciting time with my guests here. I've done nothing but smile from the beginning to the end. I've got Amanda Paul in the studio. She's written this incredible book, Secular Journeys with Jesus Christ to Become. And haven't we all walked that journey, hey? Yeah. Very colorful mind. But anyway, we are here where we are, and I'm so pleased that I have Jesus Christ in my life and and Holy Spirit that has really come and saved me and rescued me. And Johan has got such an incredible story as well we've just shared with you. So please go on our Facebook Live. If you've missed out on anything, please go and get encouraged and go and watch us on Facebook and like us and make a comment as we go on, and our podcast, and please download our app. It is so essential for you people to listen to, because our app actually allows you to listen behind the mountains. We are actually can be heard right through the world, actually. We've got such an incredible signal. So it's very exciting to download the app. And you can listen to our podcast, live stream, all the other beautiful things that we offer on that app. So coming back to my beautiful guest, Amanda Paul, I want to know, why did you write this book?
Let me just check my notes that I started at the good beginning. Why? I, in my quiet time, God downloads stuff. And somewhere along the line, I realized he wants me to write my autobiography. So I thought, I'm 68 years old. That's a lot of stories. So where will I start? And I started to build timelines, birth, lower primary school, high school, etc., etc., and thought, that's a very long story. So I had to go back and ask God, where do I need to start?
Sure.
You know what he said to me? That I'm going to read you what comes from the introduction in the book.
Sure.
Initially conceived as my autobiography, this book took an unexpected turn as I discerned a different path that God was leading me toward. This divine redirection added a unique twist, and a twist indeed to my narrative, making it more compelling and relatable. That was the emphasis, relatable. I had to write a short version of myself.
Mm.
That is my luck. But I managed to get through that one and then compile the stories, testimonies of others. And God gave me Matthew 9, verse 37 and 38, that says the well-known verse, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And
yes,
it meant the writers are few that share their testimonies.
Mm.
So one tend to think if God talks about in the word about the harvest is plentiful, it is to go and save those people.
Yes.
To bring them to with saving grace, to bring them to repentance. That is also needed. But in my case, he said they need to hear the stories. Mm. And
yes,
to expand on the Bible, to expand on what the Bible says, like I said in the beginning, to more relatable nowadays.
Yes,
like
real life. Real life.
It's a real life. It's an amazing story. I'm not maybe going to say his age, but he's a young father, a young husband, a young person that has so much influence that he still has to offer.
Yes.
And he has started to share his testimony on other platforms, and I just got hold of him.
Grabbed him.
Yeah, I grabbed him.
For the book.
So it was just purely planned by God. Not coincidental.
No.
It was purposefully planned by God to meet him again. And this compilation of testimonies, 17 of them.
Mm.
17 is
incredible,
a profound
ones,
number.
Guys.
Yeah.
Show you the book. Show us the book quickly. Because this is so important. Both of you are on the screen.
On the screen. Oh, you're not on the screen.
No, I don't.
Only us.
Only you.
Okay,
you
there you go.
There's the book. I'm telling you now, this is so. And look at Jesus reaching out to us in the secular world. Is that not beautiful? Absolutely beautiful.
And even the picture.
Everything.
Was downloaded. That Jesus said it must represent me taking you out of the bad world. There's
it.
A lot of bad stories, a lot
yes.
of bad, but by the grace of God, they're all saved. Okay, the 17.
Yes.
Can I continue? We want to ask
yes.
me.
Okay. Yes, you're going to tell us how we're going to get it at the end.
The compilation of the testimony serves as like I think what you get from this is a profound, it's a purpose. There's a purpose behind the reasoning, God meant it to be a beacon of hope. Somewhere out there, listeners, someone needed to hear Johan's testimony this morning.
Mm.
Someone needed to hear my shortened version. Someone will find God again in the stories of these people. And because it's only 17, apparently there will be a volume 2 next year.
Yes.
There's so many to continue this way of compiling a few stories, and God has provided all of the names, either directly to me or via Johan was instrumental with a few names. That's where George Lehman comes from. Mm. So he's also in the book.
Come drop some names here. We've got some amazing people in here who've got really had the courage to share their stories. Yes. Just share a few of those.
Okay, I've got them here. Hugo Ohayaba.
Yes.
It's a wonderful young pastor that is from Nigeria. He calls me Mama. He's my black son. And he's also 2 meters like mine. Henry Pike, some of you might know.
We all know Henry Pike.
Yeah, and then Warren Elliott has been on the radio a few times.
Stephen Beatrice. He's with us as well.
He's a pastor in the southern suburbs with a bad story. Coming from a pastoral house, father pastor, everyone is pastor, and he just rebelled. Anelda Jonker has her own story. Nesta Skeller, Nikki Poulsen, Johan van Schalkwyk.
Yeah. Yes, it's with us today.
There's two anonymous. The one God calls her Butterfly. And then Eric Hofmeyer. Can I say something about Eric Hofmeyer?
Eric, yes.
Yeah, Eric is such a wonderful person, such an example to us that God expects us to forgive.
Incredible
story. Forgive his son. Died in the gangsterism by accident. He wasn't a gangster. Eric's story starts in the book, his testimony, with the gangsterism.
He was in.
Yeah, is that the right English
that's
word?
That's right. He was a gangster.
Bende geweld.
That's right.
Weskaap, and explains a little bit of the background of bende geweld in Weskaap. It's terrible, and it's still as it is today.
It's very rife.
So he says, I wrote a small piece of him. Eric Hofmeyer writes about his former days in being a gangster and a leader, 28 or 29
He's got an incredible...
And he started a youth gang, just listen to the name, Wanted Kids.
Terrible.
Which enabled him to lead and get recognition from the senior guys. And those specific senior gang brotherhood is Hard Livings. That's their name. And then God stepped in.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. So
He's going to be interviewing him one of these days as well.
Yes, he will be.
So, and we've got George Lehman, who's a biker.
He's
the leader of the biker church. Everybody knows George Lehman.
Yeah.
So we are just, this is such an incredible, incredible book. So please tell us how we can get it.
Can I just say a short, just 2 more minutes about Elaine Govender?
Yes.
And I heard that it's okay to get emotional.
Yes.
But this is one friend that I get emotional every time I think how great God is. Elaine used to be a Hindu. She comes from that family. Elaine writes about her life as a Hindu woman and already a mother of two. And she met Jesus in a dream.
It's our God.
She recognized him. She got up the next morning and she said to her husband, I'm going to use my own words now. She said to her husband, I'm not giving food to these dead guys anymore. You know how it works in that religion. And now today she's in the local church. She's part of the leadership. A school, a Christian-based school.
Praise the Lord.
Goes around. She is spreading her testimony.
Her testimony, incredible testimony.
Yeah, amazing.
Oh, these are beautiful stories. I'm telling you now, I have content for the next year with all these amazing stories.
Yeah.
So quickly tell us how we can get to the link and all that quickly, because time is up.
Time is up. Okay, thank you so much for the opportunity.
It was so exciting to have you.
We have a special WhatsApp number, 076-890-5688. If you send a WhatsApp to that number, you will get that automated messages back with a link.
Yes, okay.
And then the rest will happen.
Take its way.
Or you can also look on Radio Pulpit's website in a few days from today.
We're going to share the podcast.
But we will help you through WhatsApp. And Johan is building us a new system, but we use the WhatsApp Nice system as the shop.
The shop. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, because we're going to encourage you now to download the app so you can listen to the podcast. Then you can get all this information again and go onto our Facebook Live and you can see this whole podcast if you want to get to know more about it. It's an opportunity to meet our guests again and re-listen. So we are looking forward to this new opportunities for each and everyone to share their testimonies.
Yes.
So Amanda, thank you so much for sharing this amazing opportunities that you've been so kind to share people's testimonies and give them opportunities to reap the harvest, because that is what's going to encourage people. And Johan, thank you so much for your time spent with us this afternoon as well. And we will see you soon. And family and friends out there, I just need to encourage you. Please go out, be bold, share your story. Yes. You have one. Get your courage. Do what God has called you to do in these times. And I really want to encourage you. Your testimony can change somebody's life in an instant and they can relate to you. Mm-hmm. So there's no shame or blame or anything in our game. We got Jesus Christ in and our sin has been washed under his blood. Amen. So our story is his story. And we don't have to worry about where we've been, it's where we're going. Amen. That we have to be so grateful for. So I want to encourage you, God bless you, and be good and stick to the rules out there, guys. We're stepping into a season of celebration and we need to be there for our families. Go love on everybody that doesn't know him and love unconditionally this time. This is a season of really celebrating life. And looking forward to 2025. So thank you for being with us this afternoon, and we will see you soon. We're going to play out with Sky Spills Over by Michael W. Smith. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.